إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. وبعد، my dear brothers, I remind myself and you about the ayat we recited in the first rakat of Surah Al-Mulk, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا. He said, we created mouth and hayat, death and life, so that we can see which of you will do the best deeds. This issue of test and the issue of imtihan, one of the games that shaitan plays is by unnecessarily trying to involve us in philosophical questions about why does Allah need to test and so on and so forth. I warn myself and you against falling into these traps. Allah does not need anything, including the need to test. The test is for us to see what we will do, for us to see ourselves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what we will do. It is for us to see ourselves. The test is for us to establish a hujjat, to establish a proof and evidence in our favor or against ourselves. That is the test. The test is for ourselves to establish the hujjat, establish the proof, either in our favor or against ourselves. So here are the two paths. You have been shown which is the right path, which is the wrong path. There is no guesswork. It has not been left to your understanding. Clearly, the path of hidayat and the path of misguidance have both been قَدْ تَبَيَّنَ رُشْدُ مِنَ الْغَيِّ, has been clearly demarcated. And then you have been left and I have been left with ikhtiyar, with choice. You say, pick whichever one you want. فَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنْ وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرْ. If you want to have faith, have faith. If you want to deny, deny. So the proof is in our favor or it is against ourselves. And that is why in this ayat also in Surah Al-Mulk, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. So you can be tested who and which of you will do the best of deeds. And that is why it is very important for us to live thoughtfully and to choose wisely. Shaitan always plays games. That is his job. And he does his job to a level of excellence, in a very good way, with complete dedication, 24/7. And his job is to continuously try to misguide us and try to mislead us, by telling us and trying to show us benefit where there is actually no benefit. By trying to tell us that if you do this, this will happen, that will happen, you will get this gain, that gain. Whereas we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put gain and loss in what terms? In terms of the hereafter. وَالْآقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. The hereafter is for the people of taqwa. It is very foolish for anyone to try to ascertain gain or loss through the means of interim goals. When the race is decided only at the end, the race is decided who wins and who loses only at the end, right? So in between, it doesn't matter. In between, somebody may look like he's going fast, somebody may look like he's going slow, it doesn't matter. What matters is whether he's going in the right direction. And what matters is what happens at the end. And so also in this life, Shaitan will try to show us benefit in terms of worldly things, in terms of money, in terms of influence, in terms of power, authority, whatever. And he will try to show us that this is what is beneficial. And he will also try to put a religious spin on it. For example, he will give you this argument and say, no, no, but you see, we must gain wealth. We must work for wealth. How else will you help the Muslims? How else will you help the poor people if you don't have wealth? Sounds like a logical, good argument. My request to you is, go and look at your own accounts. If this argument is true, then go and look at your own accounts and see how much money you gave in charity last year compared to what your income was. We are in a state where Muslims do not even pay 2.5% zakat. 2.5% zakat. People don't even pay that. So what is the argument about saying, oh, but you know, if I have wealth, I will do? Your wealth will become a proof against you. If you say that if I have wealth, I will spend in the path of Allah, then you must have an account like the account of Umar ibn al-Khattab and Usman ibn Affan and Abdurrahman ibn Auf, radiallahu anhum ajmain, where people actually spent more. Their charity was more than their income. Month on month, day on day, year on year. So don't fall into these traps. Do not fall into these traps. The less you have, the less Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take account for. The more you have, the more account you will have to give. The more you have, the more problems. Because number one, earning it, halal. Number two, looking after it and worrying about it. And number three, when you die, giving account for it. So alhamdulillah, I'm not saying go and become poor, no. Just be satisfied and content with what Allah has given. Alhamdulillah, if Allah gave wealth, very good, alhamdulillah. Try and spend as much of it as possible. Send it ahead of you. If you are such a smart investor, then invest where there is the maximum return. Don't call yourself a smart investor and do foolish investments. Investing in the dunya in comparison to the akhirah is stupid. It's an extremely foolish investment. So if you are a smart investor, invest in the akhirah. And be content with what Allah has given us. And that is why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned the Hadith Qudsi where Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala said, O my slave, the meaning of which is, O my slave, I want something and you want something. Ana urid wa anta turid. I want something and you want something. And then Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala said, if you are satisfied with what I want for you, then I will make you content. If you are satisfied with what I want for you, then I will make you content. Your heart will be at peace with that, alhamdulillah. But if you are not content with what I have written for you, with what I want for you, if you are not content with what I want for you, if you want more and more, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, then I will make you go behind that more and more, and I will make you run behind that more and more, like a wild animal in the forest, until you are exhausted, and then only what I want will happen. Yeah? If you are not content with what I want for you, then I will make you chase what you want. Like a wild animal in a forest. Until you are exhausted. And then only what I have written, only what I want will happen. And that is the reason why Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu said that it is my iman that what my Rabb has written for me, I will get. Even if it is in the bottom of the ocean, He will bring it out for me. Even if I don't ask. Ajib. People who learned the deen at the feet of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they understood the deen. Not people like us who think we have knowledge. Na'udhu billah. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu says that it is my iman that what my Rabb has written for me, he will give it to me even if it is at the bottom of the ocean, he will bring it out even if I don't ask. He's saying I don't even need to make dua for it. Alhamdulillah, it is a good thing to make dua. We should make dua. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the best and to give it to us without hisab, inshallah. I always make this dua. Oh Allah, give me without hisab, but don't take hisab. Don't count when you give me and don't count after that. Because it is not the shan of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu to count. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept us free from wants. Don't create wants. Don't be greedy. Don't keep on wanting this, wanting that. Because if that is the case, then you are destined to die in a state of want. Don't make that for yourself. خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Say, Alhamdulillah, ala kulli hal. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I ask my Rabb to keep me hungry one day and to give me food on another day. So that I can have sabr on one day and I can make shukr on another day. He said the best life was the life of Dawood alayhi salam. He used to fast on one day and he used to eat on the other day. His whole life. And that's why we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us contentment and to enable us to choose that which is best for us. And to understand that that which is best is only in terms of the akhirah. Because if something looks good from this dunya, but it is not good in the akhirah, then it's not good. So what is best is only from the perspective of the akhirah. And we ask Allah to give us the tawfiq to choose that which is best for us, so that we will win in this dunya and we will win in the hereafter. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.